Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show, we're going to discuss Android in the smartphone marketplace. I've worked extensively with mobile phone development for the past 5 years, and in software training and development for the past 25 years. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Android has been the talk of the smartphone marketplace for the past couple of years. It's been ascending rapidly, and it really shows no signs of stopping. But let's back up for a couple of years and take a look at where Android has come in the smartphone marketplace, and then let's take a look at where it's going. First, Android got started just a couple of short years ago. Basically, in 2005 or so, there was a small company called Android Inc. that started to develop an alternative operating system environment and platform that would be work across all different types of mobile phones and would be platform independent as much as could be. The Android company got acquired by Google, and Google began to work with IBM, with HP, and with a few other vendors to create a non-proprietary alternative to the vendor lock-in that appeared to be plaguing most of the different smartphone vendors. Their efforts paid off in an organization called the Open Handset Alliance. And the purpose of the Open Handset Alliance was to come up with a way to design a smartphone that lots of different folks could use, that was supposed to be inexpensive, that was supposed to be powerful, and most importantly, was supposed to be open. Open in the sense that everybody could see what the code was for the phone, that everybody could be able to design code for the phone, and everybody could extend the code that was for the phone. And out of that came a set of specifications that said, at a minimum level, this is what the phone should be able to do, this is what the phone should be able to respond to. But from that on, other vendors could add items to the phone as long as it met that minimal set of specs. So in 2008, the first such phone came out that met that set of specs, and that was the G1 phone. Now, that seems like a long time ago by mobile phone standards, but that was only about a little more than 2 years ago. But in this fast-changing marketplace, that's almost an eternity. But where was the idea here? The idea here is that it was basically an operating system and a development environment that, as developers, we could all have access to. We could see the code, we could modify the code, and we could extend the code. So when we developed applications that were going to be running on the Android phones, we weren't locked into a particular phone, we weren't locked into a particular vendor, we weren't locked into a particular carrier. We had freedom, we had choice, we had flexibility. And while there are certainly lots of other wonderful operating system environments out there, we have the iPhone, we have Windows Phone 7, we've got all these different other environments out there, but carrier lock-in and vendor propriety created this real pent-up demand for a powerful, flexible, inexpensive phone that consumers could use as they desired and developers could develop for as they desired. And so from essentially nowhere or a very small market share, the Android market share has just exploded in the past couple of years. Some recent figures have estimated that the incremental market share for Android has gone from about 5% in the year 2008 to about 30% or so, 30 to 40% this past year. And much of that has come out of the hide of Research in Motion, the vendors of BlackBerry, and some of it, although not all of it, a bit of it has come out of Apple's iPhone share. As folks have gotten frustrated, not because they didn't like the iPhone so much as they didn't like the fact that the iPhone was locked into AT&T. So that was, there was a combination there. So either people didn't like what the BlackBerry was doing, or they didn't like the fact that the iPhone was locked into AT&T. And so they went over to Android, and they decided that they liked that. Now, as Android has continued to grow and develop, the flexibility of being able to develop one application and have it be able to run on a myriad of phones has also made it a very attractive platform for developers. I mean, don't get me wrong, the iPhone is wonderful, but if you develop on iOS, then you're basically limited to the iPhone and now the iPad. Whereas if you develop for Android, then you have this whole myriad of potential platforms that you can develop for. And if you develop for Windows Phone 7, then you have Windows Phone 7. So there's your, there are your different marketplaces. Now, the interestingly enough, the Symbian platform, which absolutely dominates in worldwide market share, has been horribly languishing in terms of United States market share. Symbian last year shipped as many phones worldwide as all the other carriers put together, but it has almost no presence here in the United States. And Symbian and Motorola, one of the main vendors of Symbian phones, basically said that they're not going to carry any more Symbian phones in 2012 and beyond. So they've sort of seen the handwriting on the wall, and they're gradually phasing out Symbian OS phones in favor, presumably, of Android phones. And the large markets of China and India and the emerging markets of Africa are going to be gradually picking up phones. They're not even bothering going for landlines. They're just going straight to mobile phones. And as those markets grow and explode over the next few years, they're going to be looking for relatively inexpensive phones. They're not going to be looking for real fancy stuff. They're going to be looking for cheap, durable phones. And if they're looking for cheap, durable phones, then a phone that's not going to be charging a lot for royalties for the operating system is going to look very attractive. And so the fact that that developing for Android isn't going to be charging for royalties for the operating system, it isn't going to be charging development or licensing fees for applications, is going to look a lot more attractive than developing for iOS or developing for Windows Phone 7. So Android in the smartphone marketplace certainly shows no signs of abating. It's been taking off over the past couple of years, and it looks like it has no place to go but up. Now, granted, none of the other smartphone vendors are standing still. There's certainly efforts being taken to counter or react to the growth of Android. But I would certainly, as a developer, certainly focus my efforts on making sure that I had applications out in the Android marketplace. I would certainly develop that way and be sure to keep an eye out for different versions of Android and be sure that I had applications out there. I hope that you have gone ahead and enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just go ahead and search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by utilizing that question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.